Welcome to the Maestro Circe podcast, where English learners from all over the world learn American English. Are you an English learner? Is learning American English important to you? My name is Juan Elvis Circe, Masters of Arts in English and Masters of Arts in Teaching and Learning, nicknamed by my English learner students as Maestro Circe. I've been teaching English in California for over 30 years. I'm currently a public school teacher and a community college English as a second language instructor in Southern California, United States of America. I have created a free 5-year online English course, as well as many online websites and resources for English learners from all over the world. With your investment of time, positivity, hard work, and determination, you too can become more fluent in the English language. This podcast will help you improve your American English comprehension and communication skills. Welcome aboard. Welcome to Episode 8 of Learn American English with Maestro Circe podcast. In our 8th podcast episode, we feature two resources for improving American English listening comprehension and vocabulary. One, the topic of being responsible, a character trait from our 30 qualities that make up good character, from our website, usareading.club. And two, Fry Sightwords Lesson, the first 100, lesson 2 of 5, from our American English Vocabulary site, americanenglishvocabulary.com. Are you ready? Let's begin.
English learners, would you like to improve your English reading skills? We have a great educational website for you at www.usareading.club. On our free website, you can read along with text, audio, and video recordings to improve your English skills. Please visit www.usareading.club.
What is responsibility? Responsibility can be defined as the obligation or willingness to take care of something or someone. This can be said in a general sense, such as taking care of one's children, but it can also be taken in a more legal context, such as being liable for damages and pain and suffering resulting from an accident. It is also possible to take responsibility in terms of making amends for past mistakes or wrongdoings. A person who is responsible for their actions or behavior is willing to take responsibility for themselves through their decisions and actions. This word typically means that the person has taken charge of themselves and will not blame others, but rather take responsibility for what they have done. Responsible, as the word suggests, implies that one is taking ownership of their actions. It can be used to refer to a person or group who has taken on accountability for an action or decision. It typically refers to someone who has authority over another party, but can be used in different contexts. The term responsible refers to the responsibility of one's actions. It is also the state of being obliged to take care of, keep up with, or do certain things for another person or thing. A person who is accountable and liable for an obligation or liability. The idea of responsibility is the obligation to answer for one's actions. It can be used in ethics, economics, law, politics, religion, and social theory. The concept has two different definitions or interpretations based on who is doing the judging. The first definition states that the individual is responsible for their own actions. They are to take ownership of what they have done and not point fingers at anyone else. Responsibility refers to the moral obligation to meet certain obligations, usually associated with a task or position. It is the duty or obligation to provide care for somebody or something. Responsibility is a moral, cognitive, and social state of being responsible. Responsibility typically involves having a duty to another being for their actions or to oneself for one's actions, a sense of ownership of an offense, a sense that one has been wronged by someone else or by oneself.
A responsible individual is a person who will tackle a task despite the possible consequences. They are capable of making sacrifices for others and have a strong moral compass. Those with a responsibility to themselves, such as an athlete, will work hard and display their best qualities in order to keep their persona in good standing. A responsible person is the opposite of irresponsible. Responsible people are accountable for their actions and they will take care of themselves. They will be honest and will not use others to meet their needs. Responsible people are trustworthy and reliable. A responsible person is someone who is committed to making the most of their opportunities and potential. They are able to make decisions based on their own values and morals. They have a clear understanding of their own strengths and weaknesses and are able to take advantage of opportunities to improve themselves. A responsible person is someone who can take responsibility for themselves. They are able to control their emotions and will be able to act responsibly even in difficult situations. They will be honest and accountable for their actions. They will make decisions based on their own values and morals. Responsibility is a key component of the responsible individual. It is something that is learned and that can be developed. A responsible person will be willing to make sacrifices and will have the discipline to work hard in order to achieve their goals. They will be able to control their emotions and will be able to act responsibly even in difficult situations. A responsible person will be able to make decisions based on their own values and morals. They will be honest and accountable for their actions. They will be able to take advantage of opportunities to improve themselves. Responsibility is the ability to accept and control one's actions. It is an important concept in the development of a responsible individual. Responsibility is something that is learned and can be developed. A responsible person will be willing to make sacrifices and will have the discipline to work hard in order to achieve their goals. They will be able to control their emotions and will be able to act responsibly even in difficult situations. A responsible person will be able to make decisions based on their own values and morals. They will be honest and accountable for their actions. A responsible person will be able to take advantage of opportunities to improve themselves. Responsible people have a strong sense of self-awareness and can identify their strengths and weaknesses. They are aware of their own values and morals and will make decisions based on those. They are able to control their emotions and will be able to act responsibly even in difficult situations. A responsible person is a person who will tackle a task despite the possible consequences. They are capable of making sacrifices for others and have a strong moral compass. Those with a responsibility to themselves, such as an athlete, will work hard and display their best qualities in order to keep their persona in good standing. A responsible person is someone who will make good decisions. They will be honest and will not lie. They will be able to control their emotions and will not get upset easily. They will make decisions based on their own values and morals. They will be able to take advantage of opportunities to improve themselves. A responsible person will not act irresponsibly. They will not be dishonest. They will not lie. They will not get upset easily. They will make decisions based on their own values and morals. They will be able to use their strengths and weaknesses to improve themselves. A responsible person is someone who is responsible for their actions. They are honest and will not lie. They will not get upset easily. They will make decisions based on their own values and morals. They will be able to take advantage of opportunities to improve themselves. A responsible person will not act irresponsibly. They will not be dishonest. They will not lie. They will not get upset easily. They will make decisions based on their own values and morals. They will be able to use their strengths and weaknesses to improve themselves. Naturally, we are all responsible for our actions. However, as we grow older and mature, we should learn to be more responsible. A responsible person is someone who is responsible for their actions. They are honest and will not lie. They will not get upset easily. They will make decisions based on their own values and morals. They will be able to take advantage of opportunities to improve themselves. A responsible person will not act irresponsibly. They will not be dishonest. They will not lie. They will not get upset easily. They will make decisions based on their own values and morals. They will be able to use their strengths and weaknesses to improve themselves. Naturally, this responsibility is something that is learned and can be developed. A responsible person will be willing to make sacrifices and will have the discipline to work hard in order to achieve their goals. They will be able to control their emotions and will be able to act responsibly even in difficult situations. A responsible person will be able to make decisions based on their own values and morals. They will be honest and accountable for their actions. They will be able to take advantage of opportunities to improve themselves. Responsibility is the ability to accept and control one's actions. It is an important concept in the development of a responsible individual. Responsibility is something that is learned and can be developed. A responsible person will be willing to make sacrifices and will have the discipline to work hard in order to achieve their goals. They will be able to control their emotions and will be able to act responsibly even in difficult situations. A responsible person will be able to make decisions based on their own values and morals. They will be honest and accountable for their actions. They will be able to take advantage of opportunities to improve themselves. Responsibility is the ability to accept and control one's actions. It is an important concept in the development of a responsible individual. Responsibility is something that is learned and can be developed. A responsible person will be willing to make sacrifices and will have the discipline to work hard in order to achieve their goals. They will be able to control their emotions and will be able to act responsibly even in difficult situations. A responsible person will be able to make decisions based on their own values and morals. They will be honest and accountable for their actions. They will be able to take advantage of opportunities to improve themselves.
English learners, do you need to improve your American English vocabulary? We have a great educational website for you, www.americanenglishvocabulary.com. Our website features thousands of American English sight words and general vocabulary, complete with quizzes and audio and video recordings to help you improve your pronunciation and comprehension. Please visit www.americanenglishvocabulary.com.
Welcome to Fry Sight Words, the first 100, lesson 2 of 5. Suggestions for learning. Define each word using an English dictionary such as dictionary.com. English learners, please translate each word and sentence in your language via translate.google.com. Review each video a minimum of 2 to 3 times and try to read each word and sentence along with the audio. Fry Sight Words, the first 100, lesson 2 of 5. Repeat after me. Or. 1. Had. By. Words. But. Not. What. All. Were. We. When. Your. Can. Said. There. Use, un, each, and which. Repeat after me. Or, and one. Or, we can go eat at that restaurant or this restaurant. Repeat after me. We can go eat at that restaurant or this restaurant. You can shop at that store or this store. Repeat after me. You can shop at that store or this store. 1. She is the proud parent of one son. Repeat after me. She is the proud parent of one son. They only have one more chance to be successful with their business. Repeat after me. They only have one more chance to be successful with their business. Had and by. Had. Repeat after me. Had. She had a cat while she lived in the apartment last year. Repeat after me. She had a cat while she lived in the apartment last year. I wish I had a dog to play with. Repeat after me. I wish I had a dog to play with. Buy. You must go by the store to get your shopping done. Repeat after me. You must go by the store to get your shopping done. He stopped by the office to check to see if I was okay. Repeat after me. He stopped by the office to check to see if I was okay. Words and but. Words. Repeat after me. Words. Words don't make as much difference as actions do. Repeat after me. Words don't make as much difference as actions do. You should aim to write an average of 10 words per sentence. Repeat after me. You should aim to write an average of 10 words per sentence. But. Repeat after me. But. I like this computer, but it's too expensive. Repeat after me. I like this computer, but it's too expensive. I want to go to the beach, but it's too cold this time of year. Repeat after me. I want to go to the beach, but it's too cold this time of year. Not and what. Repeat after me. Not what? Not. Do not ask me to wash the dishes because I hate to do that. Repeat after me. Do not ask me to wash the dishes because I hate to do that. She did not return his calls after their disastrous first date. Repeat after me. She did not return his calls after their disastrous first date. What? What do you want to do after you become fluent in English? Repeat after me. What do you want to do after you become fluent in English? What is your dream job? Repeat after me. What is your dream job? All and were. All. Repeat after me. All the children were asleep after the movie. Repeat after me. All the children were asleep after the movie. No president can make all constituents happy. Repeat after me. No president can make all constituents happy. Were. Repeat after me. Were. They were busy fixing their car, so they didn't watch the news. Repeat after me. They were busy fixing their car, so they didn't watch the news. How old were you when you first started learning English? Repeat after me. How old were you when you first started learning English? We and when. Repeat after me. We. We are a group of English learners from all over the world. Repeat after me. We are a group of English learners from all over the world. We must work hard and make sacrifices if we want to be successful. Repeat after me. We must work hard and make sacrifices if we want to be successful. When. Repeat after me. When. When did you decide to get serious about learning English? Repeat after me. When did you decide to get serious about learning English? When did you first learn how to swim? Repeat after me. When did you first learn how to swim? Repeat after me. Your, and can. Your dog barks too much when I'm around. Repeat after me. Your dog barks too much when I'm around. I saw your car at the mall parking lot last week. Repeat after me. I saw your car at the mall parking lot last week. Can. Repeat after me. Can. Yes, you can learn English and communicate with others. Repeat after me. Yes, you can learn English and communicate with others. She asked me if I can help her fix her car. Repeat after me. She asked me if I can help her fix her car. Said. Repeat after me. Said. And there. There. They said that they were tired of working so hard. Repeat after me. They said that they were tired of working so hard. We said that we wanted to meet them for dinner. Repeat after me. We said that we wanted to meet them for dinner. There. Repeat after me. There. There is a beautiful park near the center of the city. Repeat after me. There is a beautiful park near the center of the city. I saw her there while she was reading a book on the park bench. I saw her there while she was reading a book on the park bench. Said. There. Use. Repeat after me. Use. Un. Let's look at the sentences. Do you know how to use a computer? Repeat after me. Do you know how to use a computer? I must learn how to use a scientific calculator to solve difficult mathematical equations. Repeat after me. I must learn how to use a scientific calculator to solve difficult mathematical equations. Un. Repeat after me. Un. I forgot I saw an elephant last time I visited the zoo. Repeat after me. I forgot I saw an elephant last time I visited the zoo. You must remember to bring an umbrella with you in case it rains. Repeat after me. You must remember to bring an umbrella with you in case it rains. Each and which. Repeat after me. Each and which. Each of the students was motivated to learn English. Repeat after me. Each of the students was motivated to learn English. We will soon learn about each president of the United States of America. Repeat after me. We will soon learn about each president of the United States of America. Which. Which famous American movie star is your favorite? Repeat after me. Which famous American movie star is your favorite? She asked me which street was more congested. Repeat after me. She asked me which street was more congested. And that's the end of this lesson, everyone. Thank you for being part of this week's podcast with Maestro Circe, where English learners from all over the world learn American English. I will be back with another educational podcast for English learners next week. Until then, feel free to visit my official online website at MaestroCircy.com, where you can access our internet radio, internet television, audio files, video recordings, English learner social network, numerous websites for English learners, as well as other recorded podcasts.